Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simani Mamre by Ram Goldar and the Masechus Bava Basra Daf Mem Gimel, the third parak Cheskas Habatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Shmuel said that Shutfin can testify one another, meaning if one person's ownership is challenged, the other can testify on his behalf. Gemara asks, Amai, Nogim Be'edusin Hen? Why? But they have an interest in their testimony. Since they own the land jointly, any loss in the court case harms both partners. It answers that the Shutf testifying gave up his right in the property by writing to his partner, Din Udvarim Einli Al Sadazo, I have no claim or argument regarding this field. Although such a declaration is usually ineffective for property one already owns, the case is Kushikanu Miyadu, where Shutav additionally acquired it from him with Chalipin. The Gemara said he still gains from his testimony. He places it before his creditor for collection of an earlier debt, which he could not do if it was taken away. And leaving his debt unpaid renders him a lover rush v'lo yishalim, an evil borrower who does not pay. The Gemara explains that he accepted a chrais to reimburse his partner for claims caused by his debts. Thus, he will owe someone money regardless of whether he testifies. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a braisa proving that relinquishing one's share in jointly owned property does not remove his interest in the case. B'nei ir shenigna sefer Torah shalhen. If townspeople had their sefer Torah stolen, they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case because of their personal interests. The Gemara asks, "Lisalka beitrei minai v'lidainu." Let two of them withdraw from their rights in the sefer Torah and let them try the case with their testimony. It answers, "Shani sefer Torah d'lishmiyakai." A sefer Torah is different, for it's used to be heard, so he'll still benefit from it even without ownership. The Gemara asks from another braisa discussing a donation given to the town's poor people, which teaches that the townspeople cannot act as judges or witnesses on the case. After answering that the braisa refers to a sefer Torah because anyone lacking one is considered poor, it then explains that the braisa is discussing poor people who are the town's responsibility, so the residents have a personal benefit from their financial gain. And point number three, a braisa teaches that if one sold a house or field to someone, a meid lo alah, he cannot testify for the buyer regarding it, mifnei shachrayus alah, because its responsibility is upon him, so he's no gei be'edus. On this stuff, Rav Sheshes explains the case. Reuven stole a field belonging to Shimon and sold it to Levi. A fourth person, Yehuda, came forward and claimed the field was his. The braisa teaches that Shimon cannot testify with another aide on Levi's behalf, because Shimon prefers that Levi retains it, so it will later return to Shimon when he proves the field was stolen from him. He's not testifying that it belongs to Levi because this admission would prevent him from reclaiming the field later. Rather, he's testifying only that it is not Yehuda's, meaning that Yehuda's aiding are invalid. Although whatever proof Shimon will later muster to reclaim the field could also be used to extract it from Yehuda, he finds Yehuda a more difficult person to litigate against. The Gemara gives an additional explanation. On the next stop, the Gemara rejects this interpretation of the Braisa and offers another. So once again, the three points are number one. On the previous daf, Shmuel said that Shutfin can testify for one another, meaning if one person's ownership is challenged, the other can testify on his behalf. The Gemara asks, Amai, Nogim Be'edusin Hen? Why? But they have an interest in their testimony. Since they own the land jointly, any loss in the court case harms both partners. It answers that the Shutf testifying gave up his right in the property by writing to his partner, Din Udvarim Einli Al Sadazo, I have no claim or argument regarding this field. Although such a declaration is usually ineffective for property one already owns, the case is Kushikanu Miyadu, where Shutav additionally acquired it from him with Chalipin. The Gemara said he still gains from his testimony. He places it before his creditor for collection of an earlier debt, which he could not do if it was taken away. And leaving his debt unpaid renders him a lover rush v'lo yishalim, an evil borrower who does not pay. The Gemara explains that he accepted a chrais to reimburse his partner for claims caused by his debts. Thus, he will owe someone money regardless of whether he testifies. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a braisa proving that relinquishing one's share in jointly owned property does not remove his interest in the case. B'nei ir shenigna sefer Torah shalhen. If townspeople had their sefer Torah stolen, they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case because of their personal interests. The Gemara asks, "Lisalka beitrei minai v'lidainu." Let two of them withdraw from their rights in the sefer Torah and let them try the case with their testimony. It answers, "Shani sefer Torah d'lishmiyakai." A sefer Torah is different, for it's used to be heard, so he'll still benefit from it even without ownership. The Gemara asks from another braisa discussing a donation given to the town's poor people, which teaches that the townspeople cannot act as judges or witnesses on the case. After answering that the braisa refers to a sefer Torah because anyone lacking one is considered poor, it then explains that the braisa is discussing poor people who are the town's responsibility, so the residents have a personal benefit from their financial gain. And point number three, a braisa teaches that if one sold a house or field to someone, a meid lo alah, he cannot testify for the buyer regarding it, mifnei shachrayus alah, because its responsibility is upon him, so he's no gei be'edus. On this stuff, Rav Sheshes explains the case. Reuven stole a field belonging to Shimon and sold it to Levi. A fourth person, Yehuda, came forward and claimed the field was his. The Braisa teaches that Shimon cannot testify with another aide on Levi's behalf, denichale dehadra, because Shimon prefers that Levi retains it so it will later return to Shimon when he proves the field was stolen from him. He's not testifying that it belongs to Levi because this admission would prevent him from reclaiming the field later. Rather, he's testifying only that it is not Yehuda's, meaning that Yehuda's aiding are invalid. Although whatever proof Shimon will later muster to reclaim the field could also be used to extract it from Yehuda, he finds Yehuda a more difficult person to litigate against. The Gemara gives an additional explanation. On the next stop, the Gemara rejects this interpretation of the Braisa and offers another. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Gimel, and our standard Siman is a magazine. So here goes. The story in Ada's magazine about how one shutev was able to testify on behalf of the other was opposite the picture of the townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen, being told they could not serve as judges or witnesses in the case, which was right above the article about Shimon, who wasn't allowed to testify about a field stolen from himself to prevent another party from claiming it. Once again, slow motion. The story in Ada's magazine, that must be more enough. Mem Gimel. The story in Ada's magazine about how one shutev was able to testify on behalf of the other, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Shmuel said that shutevim can testify for one another, meaning if one person's ownership is challenged, the other can testify on his behalf. The Gemara asks, Amai nogim be'edusin hen? Why? But they have an interest in their testimony. Since they own the land jointly, any loss in the court case harms both partners. It answers that the shutev testifying gave up his right in the property by writing to his partner, Dinu dvarim einli al sadazu. I have no claim or argument regarding this field. Although such a declaration is usually ineffective for property one already owns, the case is Kishikanu Miyadu, where shutev additionally acquired it from him with Chalipin. So the story in Ada's magazine about how one shutev was able to testify on behalf of the other was opposite the picture of the townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen being told they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa, B'nei Yerusha Nignav Sefer Torah Shalhen. If townspeople had their Sefer Torah stolen, they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case because of their personal interests. The Gemara asks, let two of them withdraw from their rights in the Sefer Torah and let them try the case with their testimony. It answers, Shani Sefer Torah Delushmiakai. A Sefer Torah is different for its use to be heard, so he'll still benefit from it even without ownership. So the story in Ada's magazine about how one shutev was able to testify on behalf of the other was opposite the picture of the townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen being told they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case, which was right above the article about Shimon who wasn't allowed to testify about a field stolen from himself to prevent another party from claiming it, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if one sold a house or a field to someone, a maid will allow, he cannot testify for the buyer regarding it because its responsibility is upon him, so he is no gea be'edas. On this daf, Rav Sheshes explains the case. Reuven stole a field belonging to Shimon and sold it to Levi. A fourth person, Yehuda, came forward and claimed the field was his. The braisa teaches that Shimon cannot testify with another aide on Levi's behalf, denichale dehadra, because Shimon prefers that Levi retains it, so it will later return to Shimon when he proves the field was stolen from him. So once again, the story in Ada's magazine about how one shutev was able to testify on behalf of the other was opposite the picture of the townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen, being told they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case, which was right above the article about Shimon, who wasn't allowed to testify about a field stolen from himself to prevent another party from claiming it. All right, so now it's time for four bought back Hazara. Daf Lamates, so the Simmer Daf Lamates is a letter. So here goes. After the Mocha wrote his Mocha in a letter, that must be on Daf Lamates. After the Mocha wrote his Mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope telling the Edim not to show the Machzik, but they can show others, which reminds us, Razvid said that a Mocha must state, Polanya Gazlano, who Poloni is a robber, for he took my land in robbery, Ulamachar Tavanale Bedina, and tomorrow I'll sue him in court. If the protester told the Edim, well, Temrule, do not tell the Machzik that I protested, Razvid says the Mocha is invalid since they were told not to tell him. Rapapa says that he meant, do not tell him himself, but you may tell others about it, and it will spread through the principle of Chavri Yisrael. So after the Mocha wrote his Mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Edim not to show the Machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, which reminds us, Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan were asked how many people he required to witness the original Mocha. Rechia Bar Abba quoted him requiring two Edim, and Rabbi Yavo quoted him requiring three. The Gemara suggests they argue about Rabba Baravuna's principle, called Milsa de Misamra Bapitwasa anything, which was said before three people. There's no prohibition of Lashon Hara to repeat it, since it's certain to become public knowledge. So after the Mocha wrote his Macha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Edim not to show the Machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, and told the Mocha to be ready to send another one out in 3 years' time, which reminds us, Gila Bar Manyumi protested someone occupying his property before Tiyam Arayim. He came the next year to protest again, but they told him it was unnecessary because Rav said, Kevin Shemicho Shana Rishona, once he protested the first year, Shuv Einu Tzarich Limchos, he no longer has to protest during those 3 years. Still, Bar Kabara said, he must protest at the end of every 3 years, otherwise the Machzik establishes a Chazak because he can reasonably have lost his shtar since his possession went unchallenged for 3 years. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool. So here goes. The Edim heard the owner of the pool. Pool? That must be more a Daf Mem, Mayim. The Edim who heard the owner of the pool make mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a shtar without having to ask the owner, which reminds us, Rav quoted Rav Nachman saying, mocha bifnei shnayim, a protest must be made before two witnesses, and he does not need to tell them, write a shtar recording the mocha. Since recording the mocha only benefits him, they may write it on their own based on the principle of zaknu adam shul b'fanav. So the Edim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a shtar without having to ask the owner. And the Edim who wrote Moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef said that a Moda is only written about Man de'lotzai's dina, a coercer who does not listen to Basin's ruling. Otherwise, the Moda is disregarded because the purported victim should have summoned him to Basin. Abai and Rava said, Afil alai v'alecha. It's even written about people such as me or you because Basin may not have been available. So the Edim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Edim who wrote a Moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, didn't notice the Edim trying to hide behind the lifeguard chair to write a secret Shtar Matana, which reminds us, Reviewed it said that a Matanta Tamirta, a secret gift document, meaning a document written secretly, cannot be used to collect the gift because we suspect the gift is not genuine. There are two versions if Rav Yosef explained the case as where he instructed the witnesses to write the shtar in hiding, or where he did not instruct them to write it in public, the difference being if he said nothing. Daf Mem Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. It was a tough day for grandma. Grandma? That must be more on Daf Mem Aleph. It was a tough day for grandma when she had to tell a machzik to leave her property because his claim that no one ever said anything to me was invalid, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Kol chazak u'she'eni motayna, any chazak without a claim explaining his ownership, eino chazak, is not a valid chazaka. The Mishnah illustrates, if the former owner asked the machzik, what are you doing on my property? And he replied, sh'amar li adam davar ma'olam, because no one ever said anything to me, the chazaka is invalid and he must leave. So, it was a tough day for grandma when she had to tell a machzik to leave her property because his claim that no one ever said anything to me was invalid. While two conflicting Edim testify that her neighbor mistakenly rebuilt his fence on either two or three rows of her property, which reminds us, a flood destroyed the boundary between Rav Kahana's property and his neighbor's, and he mistakenly rebuilt the fence inside his neighbor's property. Two Edim testified before Rav Yehuda, one saying he had annexed two rows of the neighbor's land, and the other saying he annexed three rows. Rav Yehuda told Rav Kahana to return two rows of land, since both witnesses agreed on that amount. Rav Kahana protested that this ruling followed the minority opinion, or Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree regarding contradictory testimony of two pairs of witnesses, one testifying the defendant owes 100 zuz, and the other saying he owes 200. Sheish b'kol masai mana, that included in testimony about 200, is testimony about 100, and he can collect that amount, which all witnesses agreed on. So it was a tough day for grandma when she had to tell a machzik to leave her property because his claim that no one ever said anything to me was invalid, while two conflicting Edim testified that her neighbor mistakenly rebuilt his fence on either two or three rows of her property, and the man living in the upper story of one of her houses for 4 years was able to bring proof that the man he bought it from, who bought it from her, lived in the upper story for a day, which reminds us, a person lived in an upper story in Kashta for 4 years, and when the first owner challenged him, he responded, I bought it from Pony, who I thought bought it from you. Rabbi Chiya told the Machzik, if you have Edim who can testify that the person from whom you bought it lived there even for a day, I will award you the property, but not without such testimony. Since the Machzik has no proof or personal knowledge that his seller owned the property, his chazak is considered without a valid claim. Daf Mem Beis. So the sim for Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more on Daf Mem Bays. The mobster who lost is filled by not being mocha the three buyers who each bought from one another with a star, which reminds us on the previous daf, the Gemara said that the usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a three-year chazaka. We assume the ma'arer knew about the sales and should have protested. Rav says, v'kum b'shtar, this is only if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros, but otherwise we cannot assume the owner heard about them. So the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha the three buyers who each bought from one another with a shtar, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, which reminds us the Gemara discusses people who cannot establish a chazaka because of their access to the property, such as umnim, craftsmen, shutafim, partners, arisim, sharecroppers, apitropim, administrators. Because they all have legitimate access to the property, their usage does not indicate ownership. So the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha the three buyers, who each bought from one another with a shtar, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, but was shocked when his mobster partner made a chazaka on another by eating from the better half of the field for 3 years, which reminds us, Shmuel's father and Levi taught in their version of the Mishnah that a shutaf cannot establish a chazaka, and certainly a craftsman cannot. Shmuel taught in his version only that a craftsman cannot establish a chazaka, but a shutaf can. This contradicts another statement of his that shutaf ki yord b'rishus tami. A partner is like one who enters a field to work with permission, meaning he's like a sharecropper who cannot establish a chazaka. The Gemara answers this statement is where the partner occupied the entire field, and this other statement is where he occupied half of the field. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do the case of two witnesses in conflict of how much land Rav Kahana mistakenly annexed from his neighbor's field when he rebuilt the fence? That's on Duff. Memo. Good number two. Which stuff of a case where Shimon was not allowed to testify about a field stolen from himself to prevent another party from claiming it? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good number three. Which of the one that there are three lands in Eretz Yisrael regarding Chazaka, Yehuda, Eivor HaYarden, and the Galil? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number four. Which stuff of the one that townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen from them are not allowed to act as witnesses or judges in the case? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good number five. Which stuff do we discuss which activities in front of Aiden need permission to record in a shtar? That's on Duff. Mem. Good number six. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if one sold his streets to one person and his field to another? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Good number seven. Which stuff do you want a shtutuf can testify on behalf of his partner by writing that he has no claim or argument regarding this field? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn that usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a three-year chazaka if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros? That's on Duff. Mem Beis. Good number nine. Which stuff do we the case of the man in Kashta who lived in the upper story for 4 years and the proof that was required that the previous owner lived there for a day? That's on Duff. Memov. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss a case of establishing a chazaka by consuming the produce from a third of the trees each year? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.